Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 220. As I told earlier, bones and joints form an important group of organs and tissues in our body that is enabling our movements and protection of our internal organs. We are considering the biological special program of bones and joints and reached up to its healing phase symptoms. The list of medical conditions that happen during the healing phase is very long, and many of them are popularly known to common man even. But they do not know that they are the healing symptoms of bones and joints. For example, cervical pain is a very common condition. Medical doctors will even declare that it is due to the herniated disc or disc protrusion. The lumbar disc protrusion is also very common. They will ascertain it with the help of x-rays also. But what they do not know, and what GNM followers know, are that the cervical pain happens during the healing of an intellectual self-devaluation conflict, and lumbar pain and sciatica occur during the healing of a central self-devaluation conflict. The cervical pain can radiate down from the neck to the shoulders, arms, and fingers. Similarly, sciatica is the result of pressure of the protruded lumbar disc onto the sciatic nerve. If the central self-devaluation lasts long or hanging, the healing also will be hanging, which can damage the nerves and cause even lasting loss of sensation in the lower limbs. Some people suffer from pulling on the back side of leg, and some others suffer a pulling on the front side of leg. Even though it is not very common, it is a disturbing symptom for few. This also occurs during the swelling in the sacral plexus and lumbar plexus respectively during the healing phase of the corresponding regions. Sacral plexus is formed by the L4 and L5 lumbar nerves and first, second and third sacral nerves. Lumbar plexus is formed by the first four lumbar nerves L1 to L4 and the last thoracic nerve T12. When such symptoms occur on the legs, it is important for you to understand that it is the self-devaluation conflict being healed. Even though still rare, it is of interest to you to remember that a localized self-devaluation conflict caused by the diagnosis of a testicular cancer or even removal of a testis can result in the affection of lumbar nerve L2 because the testicles were located in front of the second lumbar vertebra before they were moved into the scrotum. In a similar rare condition, if the healing disc ruptures, as can happen during lifting of some heavy objects, a fragmented disc nucleus can result in the condition known as a sequestered disc. Scoliosis, lordosis, and kyphosis are three very common medical conditions, but the real causes of them are not known to anyone who does not know GNM. Here again, what is happening is a hanging healing following hanging conflicts constantly interrupting the perfect healing process and resulting in recurring recalcifications and final curved deformations of the spine. The lateral or sideways curvature is called scoliosis. Forwarded curvature is known as lordosis, especially of the lower spine. And the backward rounding is called kyphosis. The kyphosis affecting the upper spine result in the condition known as hunchback. In the GNM point of view, there are two types of scoliosis. One is called a structural scoliosis, where the distortion of the spine cannot be reverted. It is the result of a permanent structural change. But here, the knowledge of GNM can stop the condition from progressing further. The second type is known as functional scoliosis. This is a reversible condition because the underlying self-devaluation can be identified and addressed. An unbalanced pelvis or hip, an anatomical short leg, tight muscles or spasm of muscles pulling the spine out of its alignment on one side, etc., can result in the condition of functional scoliosis. Here there is a normal structure of the spine. GNM knowledge will help you to identify central self-devaluation conflict likely to be caused by a humiliating treatment as the cause of muscle spasms and tightness of the back muscles. The motor conflict of feeling stuck also can cause this condition. If the conflict is hanging, the condition can become chronic. Exercises to loosen and relax the tense musculature can help to restore the functionality of the muscles and straighten the shape of the spine. Friends, we will continue the biological special program of Bones and Joints with many more interesting topics tomorrow. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.